Was one of the interns that went up to Keystone and spent some time doing mission. She was very reluctant to go, as you remember, did not want to go, I think is the exact phrase. And so, but she went and is had a great experience, and now the Lord's laid a call on her life. Go ahead and share it with us.
Yeah, so I will be here until October 4th.
There you go.
And then I'm leaving for Keystone again. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to share with you the whole process of getting to LA and like the calling and what the Lord's been doing. It was another thing, like I did not want to go to Keystone and I did not want to go to LA. And my discipler and her husband are the ones starting the team. And the first time she told me about it, I was like automatically praying, Lord, please do not send me. I do not want to go there. I'm not the right person. And
so for those that are new, LA means there's a team where the McGathys went. We partner with a team that's migrated into Houston where there's a lot of internationals, doing the same thing in Portland, and now a team is getting ready to go into LA and to go there, and she was with the folks that are doing that to make disciples and multiply them.
Yeah. So
go ahead. You're good.
Even before I left, I kind of felt like the Lord wasn't going to call me back. And I think the only person I told that to was Donald Doss. So, way to be the only person I told. And so, yeah, the whole time I was there, it was like a process of knowing that the Lord wasn't going to bring me back here. And then one day we fasted, and I just knew that the Lord was going to reveal his purpose, whether I was going or staying in that day. And it was just the whole day of just confirmation of going to LA. And just like a week of that, of him just revealing it to me and saying, you're going. Mm-hmm. And so then we had Redemptive Community, which is like our church service on Saturday nights. And it was, the whole thing was just about the Lord sending you places you didn't want to go. And it was just like, okay, yeah, I'll go. I don't need any more. And even as I left, I was like, Lord, give me more confirmation. And he said, you don't need more. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to LA. It freaks me out a lot. I feel like I'm going to have a lot of culture shock. Just the little Kansas girl who's lived in Whitewater and El Dorado her whole life, moving into the big city. And
So why are you, tell them in a couple sentences why you're going to LA. What's in your heart to do?
I don't really know why the Lord chose me. I just know that he is, and all I desire is to be obedient to that. Mm. And that's the beautiful thing. Like, I'm not good enough to go, but because he's within me, like, I can do it. And that's a hard thing to grasp for me, that I am adequate because of the Father.
Amen. Amen. And the team's primary mission is to say it.
Oh, just to make disciples within the city. So we'll move into like an apartment building, not living together, but closely together, and just doing life with the people that live there. And we'll all probably get like part-time jobs, and that will just be the main focus of like going after the people and showing Jesus to them.
Excellent. So the leaders of this team are Hispanic. They're great believers, Holy Spirit-filled folks. And they're in Keystone getting ready to launch and go there. They're awesome. And that, I don't know if you've seen, but LA, I think, area has crossed over. There's more Hispanics than there are Caucasians or Americans. Or not American, they're all Americans, but white. And so we're so, the team's going to go in there and make disciples. And again, they're going to make multiplying disciples like in Houston. We're hearing great stories from Houston, warfare stories, but we want to keep praying for them. Are you going to go, you know, Keystone training, then you go to Houston for a little bit?
Yeah, I'll be in Houston for like 3 months.
Okay.
And then LA, hopefully in January.
January of 2016, that team will launch and go to inner city, and we'll start to make disciples. So Abby is going to, Ray is going as a missionary. And so please pray for her. If the Lord has touched your heart at all, and we'll send out a letter from her, and you want to do that, she is raising support. She's going to work as she needs to work. But if you feel any stirring, you can partner with her as she goes to make disciples in L.A. Bree is up in Keystone. She's gone back and feels the mission to be there with the headquarters of the ministry that's happened in that area. So let's just keep praying for them, and let's pray for you. Father, thank you for Abby. Thank you for her heart being captured by you. Thank you that she has surrendered to your call up on her life. I pray you continue to give her grace and confidence and clarity about your mission for her. I thank you that she fits perfectly with that team. We pray that you use her to make disciples, that there be transformation of young ladies, and they would multiply within their families and within their circle of friends. Lord, we just thank you that you love the cities, you love the internationals in the cities, and we just pray you use our sister for your purpose. We pray for your provision for her in every way, for your safety for her. And I just pray for a rapid season of growth and depth and confidence in her gifting. And we just thank you for our sweet sister who has said yes to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks. Good